Welcome to the House of House, right here on Swan FM 93.6. The second hour, we'll be tapping into Afro House with the Drum. This one's titled Last Summer, bringing us to 36 minutes just after 1 o'clock, and it's our daily thought that we're tapping into now.
And it is the conversation that we are all having. We've been having it for the past week, and today reality hit hard because fuel prices are skyrocketing, and it is going to affect everyone. Whether the skyrocketing for petrol, diesel, or paraffin, it's going to hit your wallet. So the question is, what are you going to do? It increased this night, tonight, like at midnight, and the Department of Mineral and Petroleum Resources announced that it has increased, and here is the increase per liter. So petrol is increasing by 3 rand and 6 cents per liter. Diesel is increasing by 7 rand 37 cents per liter, and paraffin is going to see a big hit with 11 rand and 67 cents per liter. Question is, how is everyone surviving? At home, we use both petrol and diesel. Yeah. So already I can hear my father complaining about using the big van.
I'm worried about my mom because she does transporting for a living. Mm. So she works with the petrol. So if the prices drastically go up, chances are she's really going to suffer in the wallet.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want us to tap into the key impact it has on South Africans right now.
Mm.
So the first one, LRN, the one that sticks out for me is that the logistics and the soaring transport costs. You know, the steep rise in diesel, the fuel used for most goods transportations, will cause a sharp spike in the operating expenses, leading to very high prices of goods and services. So it's not only going to rise only on the petrol side. We know that once a new petrol, there's some other things that are going to be affected by that. TK mentioned earlier on that even people that do logistics, transporting food, they're going to suffer.
Very true.
Yeah, bo.
And we are going to suffer on the other hand if people of logistics are going to increase their mode of transport to manufacturers as well as companies. That means that everything that we are going to purchase is going to go up. Imagine petrol is 3 rand extra, diesel is 7 rand, and most trucks use diesel. So you can put that maths together, and you can imagine it's going to go high. My question is, how are we going to feel it? Because one, we might not have cars because we're students, but taxis are going to increase. E-hailing drivers are going to cry.
Yeah.
And it's going to be crazy. I think we need to talk to one e-hailing driver to kind of understand where they are right now.
Yeah, we're going to talk to them just later in the show. But another way, LR, the fact that I have a fear that even people that are working are going to have to suffer a bit of income reduction. Yeah, like I see it going there. And inflation is also going to take a big place in the decreasing of stuff. I don't know, man.
Everything's going up except for the salaries.
I almost crashed out.
Everything is going to go up. Even our allowances, they're going to stay the same, but bread is going to increase, food is going to increase, e-hailing is going to increase, taxis is going to increase. So you can imagine.
It feels like we're on a journey to suffering.
Yeah.
Everything is going up except the money say holai.
Yeah.
What do we do from now onwards?
That's a very good question. What do we need to do moving forward?
063-485-8655. If you are an e-hailing driver, the number 012-382-4936. Tell us how this can affect your pocket. Because hey, who we, ma? It's Big Baller CEO, the man himself, teaming up with Sean Music. Sia the Bees also on this one. It's titled Zako Pitori.
It's leading us to 11 just before it hits 2 o'clock, and we are having our daily thoughts and talking about how fuel prices have skyrocketed today, and it is one of the most insane things ever the country has seen.
On the other side, we're going to be talking to Tumela Muromasange. He's an e-hailing driver, a man that definitely will be impacted by this difficult state of the fuel pricing and the diesel and all of that. Tumela, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm good, my leader. Tell me, how does this drastic change in the fuel pricing will affect your wallet?
No, very much badly so. Yeah? It's going to affect us in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
And then this fuel hike is as a result of the ongoing crisis or conflict in the Middle East. And unfortunately, the e-hailing drivers are not immune from the negative impact of this fuel hike. That's number one. Number two, the drivers are going to be impacted more badly compared to the car owners. On e-hailing platform, you'll find drivers who are renting cars and then from the owners. Now, the amount they pay per week is standard. It is fixed. Whether the prices goes up or down, that amount remains fixed. So as things stands now, next week Tuesday, Uber driver must make sure that that 2.5, they are paying it to the car owner. Whether the prices went up or not to the owner, it matters not. So that's how it's going to affect us. And then the other thing that I've noticed today, I was on the road, is that the prices, they didn't go up.
Okay.
You still get a trip from Atteridgeville to Hatfield where you have to, where you just got to make 70 rand, 80 rand, which is too little.
And so you mentioned one that you have to pay the owner of the car. What does this mean when it comes to us who's going to request to the driver? Does anything change? Are prices going to go up? I mean, you said today prices did not go up, but the new prices only started at midnight. Do you think maybe it's going to happen towards the end of the week and into next week and moving further?
So far, I haven't heard anything about the price hiking for passengers. I haven't heard anything. And you'll also as well understand that from the economic perspective, fuel hike, it doesn't automatically result in bread price hiking. So the bread, perhaps you're still buying it the very same price that we used to buy it yesterday. But over a period of time, of course, the prices, they're going to go up. The passengers, they're going to be heated in their pocket. And then I just can't wait for that moment to see how bad it will affect everyone who is commuting using Ubers.
You know, there's a potential that this increase in petrol fuel could possibly create a shutdown. What do you think that us as the government or the people that are in charge of the fuel prices and the fuel in general should do to prevent all of this?
Okay, that's a very good one. I like that one. So now, South Africa is trading with the Middle East countries when it comes to getting our oil, right?
Yeah.
So now, the question then we should be asking as young generation is that why not trade with your likes of Nigeria?
Okay,
because Nigeria produces oil. In Africa, I think we have everything we need as Africans to survive. So what needs to happen now, our international relations, our international trades, they need to be reviewed. We can't go to Middle East to trade with them on things that we have in African continent. It doesn't make sense. I think that's what our leaders ought to do from now going forward.
Thank you so much, Tumel. I think we've got a little bit of light, and thank you for sharing your experience with us.
All right, Elad, let's step into stats.
Yes.
I mentioned earlier on that there has been a huge, huge difference between the petrol pricing in 2017 till now in 2026. So.
Yes, in 2017, in January, we were sitting at a comfortable 13 rand per litre. 30 rand per litre. But at the end of January, it was on 14 rand 49 cents. And then it was okay. Then COVID hit March 27th, right? And we saw a gradual decrease yet again. But unfortunately, fortunately for everyone, in January of 2026, petrol, the cheapest you could get, it was 19 rand 92 cents. When did everything go up? Petrol reached its ultimate high in 2022 when, in July 2022, when it was 26 rand 42 cents.
Listen to that. Listen
from,
to that.
I mean, this is a 4 years difference from 13 rand 9 cents to 26 rand 42 cents in July of 2022. And this was caused by the Russia and Ukraine war.
You know, the lowest price in between 2017 and 2016, it was only 11 rand 87 cents.
Mm.
And that was in May 2020.
Mm.
That's the lowest it's ever been.
Yes, because it was locked down. So
man,
you can imagine. In February 2026, right, like literally 2 months ago, the lowest you can find petrol was at 19 rand 22 cents. And in March, it was 19 rand 47 cents. And April 1st, we woke up to a nightmare. Petrol being increased by 3 rand. It is sitting at 22.49 cents per liter.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
LR, this is not funny, hey?
It is crazy. And they negotiated. The finance minister negotiated to have us get a subsidy. It was supposed to increase by 5 rand petrol. So they negotiated to 3 rand. So it's 2 rand less. So we got a subsidy of 2 rand. So you can imagine, had we not had the negotiation, it's going to be 5 rand. So petrol was going to be sitting at 24 rand. 2 rand less than the ultimate high of 26 rand per liter.
Ha. Yeah.
Remember when oil used to be 100 rand?
Show me. I'm telling you. You know why it hit so hard? Because I know my mom is going to suffer because of this thing.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to suffer. A lot of people.
It's 3 minutes before we tap into the last and final hour of the compulsive lunch. Thank you so much to Tumela once again for letting us on, putting us on about the details in terms of who we're trading it and how e-hailing service drivers can be affected by this one. After this, we're going to tap into High Court. Something you should look forward to. Platinum Princess, do you ready now?
I am so ready.